亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。今天天气很好哈。昨天呢我们也有很好的一个音乐会，音乐大餐。有多少人昨天在场的听音乐会？感谢神哈。我想我们昨天在音乐会里面学到一个很重要的功课。
I think we learned a very important lesson last night.
就是神以他永远的爱爱我们。
God loves us with everlasting love.
他以他的慈爱吸引我们。
He loves us, he attracts us.
我们这些被爱的人，这些被慈爱吸引的人，就很容易会活出一个生命来，就可以去把神的爱传递给其他人。
We are the ones who are loved by God, and it's easy for us to share His love with others.
所以我想今天就希望我们从今天开始，每一天我们可以审查自己，我们究竟有多少的爱在里面，多少的喜乐在里面，可以去传扬神的这个爱。我发现今天我们还到这个公园里面来哈，欣赏这个光景呢、啊、很好，这个景色非常的好，但是我们彼此之间都好像还没有打过招呼哈。所以我想能不能花一分钟跟你前后左右的跟你说哈，神以他的永远的爱来爱你。神以他永远的爱爱你。好，谢谢大家，非常高兴啊，看到大家笑容满面的哈，真的被神所爱的人就是应该这样的。
Thank you. We see that your smile and your face those are truly loved by God to be like that.
但是你知道吗？神的爱不是没有代价的。
But you know that the love of God is not without price.
就好像你今天做父母的爱你的孩子。
Just as parents who love their children.
你的父母爱你。
Your parents love you.
不是没有条件，不是没有代价的，不是没有一个牺牲要做出的。
It is not without a price. It's not without sacrifice.
爱并不代表你可以纵容他做所有的事情。
Love does not mean that you allow the child to do anything they want.
所以今天我们要从经文当中看一看神爱我们，他究竟付出了什么样的代价。
So in the passage we can see that what price did God give.
真正领受这个爱的人，他需要做出什么样的调整和改变。
Those who really receive this love, what kind of adjustment they need to do?
就像我们刚才所读的宣召经文一样，是我们今天所要读的经文当中的前一部分。刚刚在这个很短的几节经文当中，你也许就注意到同样一节的经文就已经出现两次
了。
如果有你的圣经，请你把它翻开到诗篇八十篇。如果你没有带圣经，你至少可以看前面几节了，就在你的单章上面。我们特别注意到第三节和第七节。神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。第七节，万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。圣经上面最后一节，也就是第十九节，说耶和华万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。所以他的爱爱我们，这个真正领受神爱的人需要干什么？
God loves us, those who truly receive His love, what should we do?
大家刚刚从这第三节经文当中看到什么是共同的词？
What is something in common?
回转。我们回转，因为我们从前是不值得爱的，我们从前是被神所愤怒的。
In the past, we were not, we did not deserve the love. We were under the wrath of God.
因为神是圣洁，是爱，他必须要恨恶罪恶。
God is a holy God. He has to hate sin.
所以作为罪人的我们是神愤怒的对象。
So as sinners, we are the object of His wrath.
我们必须从那个罪恶当中回转到神的真理当中，神才可以按照他的圣洁来爱我们。
We have to repent and return from our sins so that God can love us in His holiness.
所以今天我们要看一看，我们究竟从哪里回转，要离开什么，回转之后要进入另外一个什么样的方向，来看我们跟神之间的关系。
So today we want to look at what we need to repent of and what condition we need to enter in.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你以永远的爱爱我们，以你的慈爱吸引我们，但你的爱，你的圣洁决定了你一定要恨恶罪恶，就是我们。谢谢你，因为你在恨恶当中，在审判当中，在责备当中显出你的清正和公正来。
Father, we give you thanks that because in your judgment, in your hating of sin, and in your righteousness, and then you have made known your holiness.
更加谢谢你，然而你把这个审判、把这个责备、把这个压伤都放在你的儿子耶稣基督身上。
Father, we give thanks that because that you have put your judgment, your condemnation, and your crushing on your Son Jesus.
本来是我们当得的惩罚。
It was something that we deserve to be punished.
我们当得的刑罚，我们当得的鞭伤。都已经摆在他的身上。
The due punishment, the due whipping is in place on the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
For His stripes, we are healed.
因为他所受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Because He was punished, we can have peace.
因为他所传递的信息，他说天国近了，你们要悔改，我们可以悔改、归正、回转到你的真理面前。
Because of His message, He said that.Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we can return. And repent.
求神帮助我们，今天就来回转。我们以后每一天都来省察自己，每一天都从自己的罪恶当中回转过来。
Lord, help us that we can return to you. Help us, and every day we can confess our sins and return to you.
真正来到你施恩宝座面前，领受你那永远的爱。
And we can come before your throne of grace and receive your everlasting love.
我们今天祷告的时候也特别纪念啊，徐耀环老师和他的师母，他们现在正在医院里面。
And we also like to pray for Officer Wang Xu and his wife in the hospital.
谢谢神，你医治徐太太，使她这个手术很成功，她现在也是在恢复当中。
Father, we're thankful that you have provided healing, that her operation was successful.
求你继续的医治他，使他完全的康复，也安慰徐老师的陪伴。
Please continue to provide healing, that she has a full recovery, and also console the heart of Dr. Xu.
保守我们以下的每一分每一秒，让我们可以明白你的真理，也能够享受彼此之间的团契。
And bless this time, that this morning's worship service, that we can know the truth.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。讲到回转这个课题的时候，我们常常就想到，我们说浪子回头金不换哈。
Talk about repentance and returning. Often we see that the return of the prodigal son is more precious than gold.
这是一个很典型的一个回转的故事。
It's a very typical story of returning.
但说实话，我们也不知道这个故事是真的还是假的。
Of course, we do not know what it is. It's a true story.
据说有一个员外姓金，叫金员外。
Also, there was a story about an officer. His name was Jin.
他在晚年的时候就得了一个儿子，非常的宝贵。
He was older. He got a son. It was a precious son.
所以觉得这个儿子是太宝贵了，我拿什么都不能跟我换，拿金子也不能换。
He said his son is so precious. I cannot exchange him for anything, not even gold.
所以就取了一个名字叫不换。
So changed the name of the son is.No exchange.
因为正好他也姓金，那就叫金不换，拿金子来也不换。
金 ，and in English it also means gold, so it's more precious than gold.
你知道，当一个人呢爱一个东西，爱到一个很痴迷的程度，你就容易上瘾的哈。
When you love something too much, then it becomes an obsession.
所以他就爱自己这个儿子，爱到上瘾了。
So the love for the son was becoming an obsession for him.
然后这个儿子呢，就变成了一个浪子。
And then the son became a prodigal.
然后这个儿子想要干什么，他就让他做什么。
So he would let the son to do whatever he want.
所以大家从局外人你可以看到，这个不是真的爱哈。
And those who are on the outside, you know that this is not genuine love.
但是当局者迷嘛，所以他在这个里面，他以为是爱自己的儿子，所以儿子要摔盘子，他觉得啊，那个摔碎的声音很好听，那就摔。
But he did not know that because he was an obsession. So whatever the child wants to do, child wants to throw something on the floor, that always sounds good. Let's go and do it.
儿子觉得要欺负另外一个人，让另外一个人哭哭闹，他觉得很好玩，那就好玩了，让他去欺负吧。
And if his son wants to bully another person, the person was crying, he said, "Oh, this is fun, so go ahead and do it."
所以类似这样的很多的事情，他就溺爱他的儿子，就让他的儿子为所欲为。
So he allowed his son to do whatever he pleased.
再到后来的时候，你可以想当然哈，钱也花光了，这个身体也不行了，这个到达很潦倒的程度了。
And after a while, the son spent his wealth and also his poor health, so it was a pitiful state.
可是这个儿子终于在困难当中明白了。
But the son, in his difficulties, finally understood.
哦，他自己悔改了。
He repented.
那回他回转了之后呢，当然就开始很勤奋的去做人，做一个普通的人，做一个没有那么多溺爱的人，然后。他也可以过他的生活，正常的生活。
So he became a relatively normal person, so not as spoiled. He became live a fairly normal life.
所以我们看到一个浪子还是可以回头的，他回转了。
So we can see that prodigal can return.
他不再那么去威胁别人，他不再那么去浪费了，他不再那么去任性了。
The prodigal was no longer someone who threatens others, no longer began live a wasteful life.
有没有很像我们自己的生活呢？
Does it sound familiar to us?
其实我想我自己就是这样一个孩子。虽然我的老爸不是官，但是我家人确实很溺爱我。据说我小时候真的想很喜欢去欺负别人，而且很喜欢听别人的哭声。
And from what I was told that when I was young, I like to bully others and like to hear others cry.
据那些大人告诉我，说我小时候还真的有人那样去欺负的时候，真的有大人帮我一起去欺负另外一个人。
And I was told that when I was bullying somebody else, and some adults would even help me do that.
然后为这些事情，我觉得非常的后悔。如果我当时我知道我自己要做什么的话，我一定觉得非常的羞愧。
I am so shameful for what I have done.
但是我们在神的面前真的是很类似。
But it is the same way in front of God.
你看这个浪子啊，他的特点无非就是三个。其实圣经里面都有讲的，小孩子有什么样的特点？为什么我们要这个信仰成熟之后呢，也不能够再做小孩子，一定要成熟？
It's probably something that reminds us that God teaches us that if we want to be mature, so the things that we cannot continue to do.
小孩子一般至少有三个很明显的特点。
For children, there are three characteristics.
凡事自我为中心。
And children are very self-centered.
如果他肚子饿了，如果他尿片湿了，他一定不管你要做什么的。
If the child's hungry, if the child's diapers is wet, then they won't pay attention to anybody else.
他一定会哭的，一定会让你来照顾我的。
The child will cry and will want to take care of him.
因为这是小孩子的天性。
But this is the nature of a child.
我们并不是说小孩子在这个神所造的这个天性上面是多么的坏或者多么的好，我只在描述他的特点就是这样。
We are not making an adjustment call whether it's good or bad for this, but this is just the nature of a child.
第二个特点，他就是任性、固执、不等候。
Another characteristic of a child is that the child would just want to do his own thing.
如果要喝水，他现在就要喝水。
And he would not want to do anything other than have an instant gratification.
如果他觉得这个玩具很好玩，他现在就要这个玩具，你一定要给我买。
If you want a piece of toy, you will say, "Daddy, I want that toy. Get it from you right away."
不买我就哭了。
If you do not get me the toy, I'll cry.
第三个特点呢，它是不分是非，容易受骗的。
The third thing is that it cannot discern; it can be deceived easily.
这个我就不多说了。但我是说这三个特点呢，是很明显，我们可以通过观察可以得到的。
I will not go into great detail, but we can observe these three characteristics very.
圣经说我们要。圣经说我们要离开这个道理的初端，要成长，不要再像小孩子，就指的是这个意思，不要再像小孩子的这三个特点。
The Bible tells us that we need to leave the beginning of the way so that we can grow, and this is kind of like we should not be like a child anymore.
但同时圣经也说你们应该要像小孩子，因为若不像小孩子就不能进神的国。
However, another passage in the scripture says that you need to be like children, otherwise you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以你看看小孩子在你面前的时候，他是那么的单纯，他要信靠他父母的时候，他就知道他父母一定会来帮助他。
You can see that the child is so innocent and trusting the parents. The child believes that the parents must take care of him.
哇，这样的信靠，这样的清纯，这是我们这些大人很难学的道理。
This trusting and this innocence is something that for us adults is hard for us to imitate.
所以耶稣从那个角度上讲，他说：“你们若不回转像小孩子，就不能进神的国。”
So that's why Jesus said that if you do not return and become like children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以不管怎么样，我们要仔细的查考圣经，看这个圣经的上下文在讲什么，你才知道它的比喻究竟是什么样的意思。
So it doesn't matter in the Bible. You need to read it in the context. You don't need to know in what context.
那么我们今天看到这个圣经，他说回转，那究竟是要离开什么，回转过来又要面向什么呢？
We talk about returning. So what should we turn away from? What should we head towards?
因为当你回转的时候，你必须是意识到一个状况，然后你想离开那个状况，转一下，要去另外一个状况。
So if you want to return, it's a change in direction. You need to leave and forsake one condition and go to another condition.
今天我们从这三段的经文当中，可以看到神呼召我们从罪的惩罚当中回转。
In this passage, we can see that God calls to turn away from the punishment of sin.
同时，他也呼召我们从罪的 power, 从罪的势力影响当中回转。
He also wants us to turn away from the power and the influence of sin.
他同时也应许我们，我们有足够充分的盼望，我们以后会从罪的存在 presence, 从罪的存在当中回转，真正完全进入到神的荣耀当中。
He promised us that we can also return and get away from the presence of God so that we can constantly abide with God.
这个离开罪的惩罚的过程就是所谓的称义 justification.
This process of leaving away from the punishment of sin is the process for justification.
这个离开罪的势力的影响，从他的势力影响当中回转，进入到神的得救当中的过程，叫做 sanctification.
And then the next process of living away from the influence of sin is sanctification.
这个我们最终的盼望之后一定会实现的，靠着神的恩典一定会实现的过程，要离开，彻底离开罪的存在的过程，是叫 glorification.
And then the final process of being to be able to be totally away from the presence of sin to be with God is the process called glorification.
而这整个就是一个过程，你不能把它单独划分开的。你不能说我今天已经称义了 justification 了，我的救赎就完成了，我就可以上天堂了，绝对没有这样的事情。
The entire process of salvation and redemption takes all three of them. You cannot take just one of them. You cannot say that I'm justified, so I can go to heaven.
因为真正让你 justification, 真正让你称义的那个信心，它一定会成长，它一定会给你能力来克服罪的势力，让你打败它，让你从那个势力当中回转，进入到神的成圣当中。
Because the true power of forgiveness for redemption and salvation, you have to go through this and you will go into the next process of being away from the presence and authority of sin and also enter into the presence, without the presence of sin.
加尔文在几百年之前已经把它说得非常清楚了，我上一次也给大家看过一个图片。他说单独信心就让我们得救，但是这个让我们得救的信心从来都不是单独的，它绝对不是独行侠。这个让我们得救的信心，它一定会产生让我们成圣和得荣耀的这个生命的大的改变。
This saving faith must lead to not only justification but also sanctification and purification.
而这个得救的过程就在这个诗人这个诗篇里面淋漓尽致的反映出来。
And this process is also reflected in what the psalmist wrote.
他们向神在呼求，神啊，你使我们回转。神当然会让他们回转。神啊，你使我们回转，从哪里回转？让我们回转之后可以称义，让我们回转之后可以成圣，让我们回转之后可以得荣耀。
And they cried out to God, he said, please, let us turn away, to turn away from sin, and then they will be able to be away from the authority of sin, and they will be able to go into the state that is without the presence of sin.
他们第一个呼求就是说。 领约瑟如领羊群之以色列的牧者，求你留心听。坐在二基路伯上的呀，求你发出光来。在以法莲、便雅悯、马拿西前面施展你的大能来救我们，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。这是他的第一个呼求。你注意，在第一个呼求里面描述到以色列人的时候，他用几个名词来代替。在圣经里面有很多其他的名词可以代替以色列的。
Yeah, a lot of other terms can refer to the Israelites in the Bible.
他可以说以色列，可以说犹大，可以说这个以法莲，他可以都可以这样说，有时候都可以代替整个以色列国家的。
Use Israel and Judah and Ephraim, they can refer to the Israel people.
就像你说你要代替中国的时候，你往往你有时候就写黄皮肤，或者说这个天安门，或者说北京，当你这样讲的时候，你都有可能在指整个中国。
If you refer to China or Chinese, you can say that the yellow people or Tiananmen or Beijing or different things like that.
但当你那么说的时候，你一般都有一个侧重点，你为什么这个时候选择这个语言来代表它？
But if you use a particular term that you have a focus, you want to explain why you use this term to represent this way.
在这里他选了四个名字来代替以色列。
Over here, Psalmist used four terms to describe.
他用约瑟、以法莲、便雅悯和马拿西来替代，来代表整个以色列民族。他们有什么共同点？这个要么就是约瑟自己，要么就是约瑟的儿子，要么就是约瑟同父同母的唯一的弟弟。那约瑟对以色列究竟有什么重要的贡献呢？有什么重要的回忆要给这个诗人呢？
What is so important about Joseph to the psalmist?
就是救了他们的性命。
Because they saved their life.
创世纪里面讲到约瑟的时候，有两节经文是你无论如何你都要记住的。你想到约瑟，你一定会想到这两节经文。
In Genesis, there are two passages. When you think about Joseph, you will. These two verses will come to your mind.
一个是39:9说。神啊，我怎能行这大恶，得罪我的神？
One is chapter 39:9 God, how can I do this wicked thing?
第二处是在50:20
The other one is chapter 50:20
他跟对他的兄弟们讲，他说：“你们从前是要害我。”
Joseph was saying to his brothers, "You meant it for harm."
但是神在这个事情上面却有美意。
But God willed it for good.
他要我要在成就今日的光景，要救赎以色列全家。从哪里拯救出来啊？
Save them from what?
从死亡当中拯救出来，从肉体的死亡当中拯救出来。
From death, from physical death.
从饥荒当中拯救出来。
Save them from famine.
这个就是从神要。定义要给所有罪人的一个惩罚当中拯救出来。罪的工价乃是死。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果不是亚当和夏娃的罪，我们今天也许每个人都不应该要死。罗马书里面讲说死罪从一个人进入了这个世界，然后死就来了。不要总是怪亚当和夏娃哈，如果我或者你在那个时候，我一样会犯错。所以换句话来讲，就是我的罪，就是你的罪，使这个罪进入到世界，所以才有死亡。
So in other words, it's my sin, it's your sin that causes death to enter into the world.
所以这些诗人在这里呼吁的时候，他说：“使你，求你使我们回转，我们便要得救。”
That's what the psalmist said, make us return so that we can be saved.
从哪里回转了？
Return from what?
从罪的惩罚当中。回转
so that we can be away from the punishment of sin.
神有没有答应？
Did God answer them?
神答应了，约瑟就是神的答案。
God answered them. Joseph was God's answer.
约瑟就是成就了当日的那个光景 把他们要保全他们的性命。
Joseph, because of his condition, he preserved their life from famine.
而这一切都是出于神的恩典。
All this is by the grace of God.
所以诗人才说，坐在二基路伯上的呀，求你发出光来。
That's why some say, you are on the surface. Please shine forth your light.
因为基路伯就是施恩宝座的代表。
Because the serpent represents him, so the mercy seat, full of grace.
在出埃及记的第二十五章当中，出埃及的第二十五章第十八节，他说要用金子锤出两个基路伯来，安在施恩座的两头。所以我们之所以能够回转，神之所以使我们回转，从罪的惩罚当中回转，都是因为在神的施恩宝座面前，他要施恩给我们。
Then we can return, then we can repent this because of God's doing. He wants us to have mercy because of His before the mercy seat.
感谢神，因为神的恩典，你和我以及我们昨天音乐会上面有好几个人举手的，你和我和这些人都有从惩罚、从罪的惩罚当中离开，我们进入到神的恩典当中，按照神的标准已经得救了。
We give thanks to God because just like last night, there were a couple of people who raised their hands and they were saved. And also you and I, we have returned away from sin so that we can be saved and enter into the grace of God.
我们之所以得救，是因为神的恩典把这个对罪的惩罚、死亡这个代价全部放在主耶稣基督身上。
That we can be saved because God has put the cost of sin and death and put it on the Lord Jesus.
但是我们的得救不只是这一点，不只是这一个时间、这个时刻，不只是你举手的那一点就结束了。
But our salvation is not confined to that moment in time and space. You raise your hand and you make a confession.
我在说，神的得救是一个整体。
The salvation is a totality.
你不能把这个整体当中的一部分拿出来，就说我已经得救了。
You cannot just take one part of this totality and say that I'm saved already.
你不能说我只是靠着那个信心，单单有这个信心，不需要结任何的果子，我就得救了。
You cannot say that by faith. I have this faith. I do not need any fruits, and I can be saved.
那个种子它一定会结出果子来。
A seed must germinate and bear fruit.
如果没有结出果子来，充分说明原来那个种子就是假的。
If you do not bear fruit, the Bible tells us that that seed was not a genuine seed.
这是诗人下一个祷告。
This is the next request.
下一个祷告，他说：“神啊，你向你百姓的祷告发怒，要到几时呢？你还有这么多苦要给我们吃，要到几时呢？求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，使我们得救。”
The psalmist said, "O Lord God of hosts, how long will you still be angry against your people?"
你看看，我们这些已经得救的人，已经在神面前祷告的人，神还在向我们发怒了。
We have already prayed, but you are God is still having His wrath against us.
神还在呼召我们回转呢。
God is still calling us to return.
这些人都做了什么样的祷告？神为什么那么生气啊
？What did they pray that God was so upset?
神已经把他这个罪的惩罚的那个死亡已经拿走，那个灭亡已经拿走，为什么这些人还在继续的得救啊
？Well, God has already removed the punishment. God has already removed destruction and death away from them. Why are they still under the wrath of God?
我们不是非常的清楚这些神所发怒的祷告究竟是什么哈。
We need to be very clear about why is that God still angry with them.
但是我清楚有一些祷告神是非常发怒的。
But some prayers, God is very upset with certain prayers.
在路加福音的第十八章
Luke chapter 18
的时候就记载了一个祷告。在这个祷告当中呢，这个路加福音的第十八章有两个人在那里祷告。
Two people were praying in Luke 18.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector.
法利赛人自言自语的祷告，在第十一节他说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人那么敲诈勒索、不义奸淫，也不像旁边这个税吏。”
Verse 11, the Pharisee was saying that, "Lord, I give to them that I was I'm not a sort of sinful thing. I'm not a blasphemer. I'm not a liar. I'm not like this tax collector beside me."
这是什么样的祷告啊
？What kind of prayer is this?
这是夸耀神的祷告，还是夸耀自己的祷告
？This is something to take pride in God or take pride in yourself.
这就是神所愤怒的祷告。
This is the kind of prayer that God would be angry.
当然以色列这个古时的那个祷告我们不知道哈，我们不知道他究竟做了什么样的祷告让神那么生气哈。
But we was not recorded what kind of prayer Israelites made to God at that time.
但是当我们祷告说哦，神啊，你已经拯救我了，我现在可以为所欲为了，这样的祷告神是愤怒的。
But if we pray that God, you have saved me already, now I can do anything I want, God would be angry with this type of prayer.
当我们祷告说神啊感谢你，你给我这么多的荣耀，你给我这么大的才干，我也不像那些人那么坏，那神是愤怒的。
If you pray that God, we are thankful to you because you have given me so much glory, given me so much talents, I'm not like the other people. God will be upset with this.
当我们祷告神已经有很清楚的旨意写在圣经上面，我们还要祷告说哦，可能这样可能那样的时候，神是很愤怒的。
If we pray in such a way that even though the God has made his will clean, and we still pray that the difference from his revealed will in the Bible, God will still be upset.
神如果说你们要成为圣洁，远避淫行。
God said you need to be holy and free from lust.
神已经说你们要只要祝福，不要咒诅。
Bless, only bless, do not curse.
可是有一个假先知做了什么祷告啊？巴兰做了什么祷告啊？
But false prophet, Balaam, how did he pray?
听起来很属灵的祷告哈。有一个人让我去诅咒以色列人。
He was a very spiritual player, but he went to curse the Israelites.
我不知道耶和华的旨意如何呀？你给我金山银山，我大概都不会去诅咒以色列人的，因为圣经已经讲了要祝福，不要诅咒。
Because might say that I may not want to curse Israelites. You have given me all kinds of treasures, but the Bible clearly said that bless and do not curse.
可是你等一下，等我回去再祷告完了再回答你，好不好
？But let me give me a moment. I'll go back and pray again, and then I'll give you the response.
他已经很明白神不要让他去诅咒。
He understood that God doesn't want him to curse.
他还去祷告，祷告的意思就是说，神啊，你究竟是让我不要诅咒，我去真的去诅咒他一下行不行？我去跟那个要求我的那个人回去一下，跟他谈一谈，可不可以
？So he went and prayed and to God and said, "What can I kind of dialogue with this person who asked me? Maybe I can, maybe you allow me to curse Israelites."
很属灵的祷告，但是是违反神旨意的祷告。
Very spiritual prayer, but it is against the will of God.
表面上非常的光鲜亮丽，但是已经。偏离了神的话。
On the surface, it sounded good, it looked good, yet it has departed from the will of God.
哦，神啊，我让我好好祷告一下，我究竟要不要为你做见证，要不要去传福音呢？
We can pray, God, pray and guide me to see whether I want to testify of you, whether I want to preach the gospel.
这表面上听起来很属灵的祷告，其实正是神所愤怒的祷告。
It is very something that sounds spiritual, but it is something that God will be very angry with.
我们祷告的内容不应该是我要不要去做见证，要不要去传福音，而是说神啊，你告诉我怎么样去传福音，怎么样去做见证。
We should not pray whether you want me to go preach the gospel and share Christ. You should pray how should I go and preach the gospel and how do I share Christ.
前几天我们有机会碰到一个宣教士，他一个宣教的机构，我特别喜欢他的这个名字。他的名字叫 RUN.
His name is RUN.
Run. 他的意思三个字的简称，他说 Reach the unreached now.
Reach the unreached now.
就是要去到那个未得之民当中传福音，现在就去。
Reach the unreached now.
不是要祷告说神啊，我要不要去向他们传福音？
It's not to ask them whether I want to reach them or not.
而是我现在就去祷告神，我怎么样去？
It's now I pray and ask God how I do that.
圣经里面有太多这样的清楚的神的旨意已经显明出来。
There are too many of these revealed wills of God already in the scriptures.
但是我们还在假意的做很属灵的祷告。
But we still kind of give excuses and.
这就是我们还没有从神还没有从这个神的恩典，从神的话语当中得到足够的亮光。当神说我们不可以离婚，当我们不可以跟那个不信的人共赴一恶的时候，如果我们还假惺惺的祷告，哦神啊，这个是不是赐给我的妻子或者丈夫呢？只是他还没有信主啊。
The Bible clearly said that you forbid divorce and also said that you shall not be unequally yoked. And yet we will still pray that, well, this person has not believed yet. Do I want him or her to be my spouse?
哦，神啊，我跟谁谁谁关系不太好。神啊，我祷告，我昼夜的祷告，我禁食祷告，我究竟要不要原谅他啊？
Or maybe I have something against this person. I need to pray. Should I really forgive this person?
神已经很清楚的讲了，你要去原谅，你要和好。如果还没有和好，你最好是先和好了才来敬拜。
God has already clearly made it known that if you have not been reconciled with someone, you need to reconcile with the person first before to come and worship me.
神啊，我刚才得罪了某一个人，我前几天得罪了人，神啊，我向你祷告，我究竟要不要去向他认错呀？
You may pray that God, I have wronged this person, and I want to pray to see if I want to apologize.
这是什么样的祷告？
What kind of prayer is this?
这是神发怒的祷告。
This is the kind of prayer that God would be angry with.
这是依然生活在这个罪的影响，这个 power 罪的影响势力之下的祷告。
This kind of prayer shows that this person is still under the influence, under the power, under the authority of sin.
当我们做这样所谓的祷告的时候，还没有从罪恶的势力影响当中摆脱出来，还没有回转过来。
This person pray, quote-unquote pray in this way. This person has not been set free from the power and influence, and authority of sin.
一个真正得救的人，他一定会按照神的圣经的启示，按照神的原则去祷告。
Someone who is truly saved will pray according to the Bible, according to the revelation of God.
所以刚才我们说到罪的惩罚和罪的能力势力范围。
We talk about the punishment of sin and the power of sin.
那我用一个很简单的例子跟大家讲一下，希望大家可以更明白。
First of all, example.
就好像我闯了一个红灯，然后撞伤了车和人。
If I run a red light and then got into a car wreck,
希望大家没有做过这样的事情。
I hope you haven't done anything like this.
如果做了
，If you have done that,
闯红灯撞伤了人，这是一个犯罪的事情啊，是一个犯法的事情，也是一个很显然也是一个犯罪的事情。
You run a red light and then you hit somebody and you might hurt somebody, and this is something is illegal. You have transgressed against the law.
这个罪会带来惩罚，这个罪也会带来影响。
It will bring punishment and consequences.
这个惩罚是很明显的，因为有规矩，这个法律规定闯了红灯要给几点呢？拿走六点嘛，是吗？是大概是六点啊。
The punishment is very clear. The law says that if you run red light, you get 6 points.
然后还有罚款。
And then there'll be a fine.
所以这个是他的惩罚。
This is the punishment.
这个惩罚呢，如果哪一天有人跟你付了，或者是法官，或者是其他的朋友说，哦，罚款呢，300块钱哈。哦、oh, ，我看你，我很爱你，我替你出了这个300块钱。
You see, the punishment someone can maybe pay for you, pay that for you is $300 fine. Somebody pay $300 for you.
现在你这个犯罪的惩罚已经被人代替了。
So the punishment has been taken care of by somebody else.
但是那个后果呢？那个罪的影响还在不在呢
？But what about the consequence? What about the effect of that sin?
那个车谁去修呢
？Who is going to repair the vehicle?
那个医药费谁去付呢
？Who's going to pay the medical cost?
那个对人家心里面造成的那种冲击、那种伤害、那种忧虑，谁去承担呢
？The trauma to the victim and the suffering of the victim, who's going to pay for that?
那谁去安慰他？谁去安慰你呢
？Who's going to console and comfort them and you?
那有很多的担心，怎么样去消除呢
？And then there are a lot of other things how to take care of them.
一个真正被人家原谅了的人，他会说。哦，反正你已经原谅我，你那么有钱，你继续跟我出钱吧。
So someone said that, well, since I'm forgiven, since you pay for it already, just keep on paying for me.
有这样的人吗
？Is this type of people?
这样的人是感恩的人吗
？Is this truly grateful?
如果说他真的是说，哦，你已经替我承担了这个惩罚，你继续来帮我来做这些事情，我都一点不去安慰别人。真的是这样的人的话，我们从一开始就可以看到他不是一个感恩的人。
If someone who has received someone paid punishment already, and then says, "I'll ignore the consequence, and then you take care of the consequence also. I will not going to trust anybody else." If this doesn't truly repenting.
但是一个真正悔改、真正感恩的人，他一定会说：“我要尽力去帮助我这个造成的破坏、造成的伤害，我一定要尽力去弥补。”
Someone who is truly repentant will say, "I'll do my best to try to repair the damage, try to undo the harm that I have done."
这就是诗人向神所呼求的事情。
This is what the psalmist was calling out, crying out to God.
诗人向神呼求，我不光是从这个罪的惩罚当中回转得救，而且我要离开这个罪对我的辖制，我要从这里得救。那些忧虑，那些仇恨，那些不原谅，已经缠绕我很久很久了，但是我要摆脱它，我要从那里面回转，我要得救。
The worries and the consequences and the bitterness, I want to be set free from them, I want to repent.
所以当诗人发出这两个呼吁之后，他接下来还有一个呼吁。
After the psalmist makes these two cries, there's another one.
这个呼吁非常的长，是从第八节一直到第十九节。
It's a very long one, from verse 8 to verse 19.
大概的意思就是说，神啊，你栽培了我，你种植了我，你使我们结了果子，但这个果子好像被人家所损，被人家所破坏了。
Somebody says, God, you have planted me, you have cultivated me, and we bear fruit, but this fruit seems to have been damaged.
换一句话来讲，就是说，神啊，你做了很荣耀的事情，但这个荣耀别人看不见。
In other words, you say, God, you have done glorious things, but other people did not see the glory.
你拯救了我，拯救了我们，就像医生救了病人一样，你得到荣耀了。
You see, if I say the medical doctor say, heal the person and you got the glory.
就像华佗一样，他救了人，我们到今天还记得华佗的名字，对不对？
Just the famous Chinese doctor 华佗， he did miraculous things and people still remember him today.
那神救了我们，神把我们从死亡、从罪的惩罚当中救出来，那他的名字照样应该记得，这是他的荣耀。
God saved us from the punishment of sin from death. He saved us from death. His name should be remembered.
神不光是这个医生拯救了我们罪的惩罚，而且呢，像一个教练一样，在带领我们每一天怎么样做，每一天怎么样去训练，每一天怎么样去结出果子来。
Not just like a doctor who has saved a person and cured the sickness, like a coach who train and discipline and help the person every day so they come home too.
而且我们这些被他所教练的人真的开始尝试结出果子来，离弃原来的仇恨、苦毒和不原谅，现在我们真的在生命当中开始产生那种果子。
Those of us who are under coaching, then we want to forsake the bitterness, the sin and the unwillingness to forgive in the past, and we want to truly bear fruit.
那圣灵的果子在我们生命当中结出来的时候，圣灵神就自己得到最大的荣耀，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制，就在我们的生命当中产生出来。
And then the fruit of the Spirit, as you know, that if we bear fruit, that we have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, peacefulness, and all the fruits of the Spirit that you know.
神做了两件这么伟大的事情，他本应该得荣耀的，可是在第三段的呼求当中，就看到这个荣耀并不是其他人都可以认同的。
Miraculous things, he should have been given glory, yet from the third point that this glory was not.
你如果仔细看的话，就好像这个葡萄树被栽种了，果子被结出来了，然后又有人把它毁坏了。
Just like one was planted and the bear fruit, but then somebody damaged it.
好像神让我们得救的工作最后不能实现一样，好困难啊。
Seems like the act of salvation of redemption could not be realized.
好像神自己的荣耀以及神要放在我们生命当中的荣耀彰显不出来了。
I said the glory of God that want to be placed in our life, but that somehow it cannot be manifested.
但是诗人陈述了这都是困境之后，他又发出一个信心的呼吁。
But after the psalmist make this plea, he gave a call.
他说这个荣耀一定会彰显出来的。
He said that this glory must itself.
怎么彰显出来？使我们回转。
Return.
我们回转，回转使神的脸发光，我们便要得救。
Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
这个世上的一切的讥笑，一切的羞辱，一切的破坏都会过去。
All this ridicule, all this shame, all this damage in the world shall come to pass.
神已经所成就的荣耀一定会彰显出来。
The glory that God has made known is going to be.Manifested.
就像昨天音乐会的时候 Sandra 姐妹跟我们分享的一节经文一样，在启示录的第21章的第4节。
Revelation 21 verse 4.
他说在那里再也没有死亡。
There shall be no more death.
没有哭嚎，没有悲哀，旧的事情一切都过去了。
No more tears, no more crying, no more wailing. All this shall come to pass.
神让我们从罪的惩罚当中回转，从罪的势力当中回转，也甚至有一天神把这个罪的存在都拿走了。
God turned us away from the punishment of sin, the consequences of sin, and turned us away from the influence and the power of sin, and also one day he'll turn us away from the presence of sin.
当你回想神的这整个救赎过程的时候，
when we think back of the process of salvation,
你看到什么？你看到神的主权在哪里？
What do you see? What do you see? The sovereignty of God.
你看到诗人所使用的这些语言，他说：“求神使我们回转。”
And look at the language that was used. Some said that God, please make us return.
使你的脸发光，你的恩典，你的救赎从诗人宝座当中出来。
So that your grace can be made known, so that your mercy can shine forth from your mercy seat.
这一切都是神的恩典。
All this is by the grace of God.
我们靠着神的恩典，脱离了神给我们的那个原先要应该给每一个罪人的惩罚。
By the grace of God, we are set free from the punishment that should have been applied to each and every one who sinned.
靠着神的恩典，我们去少做那些不做那些假意的、很好像很属灵的祷告。
By the grace of God, then we do not no longer do that kind of so-called spiritual prayers, and that is not pleasing in the sight of God.
靠着神的恩典，我们脱离那些苦毒、那些嫉妒、那些纷争，不原谅在我们的心里面。
And by the grace of God, we can be set free from the bitterness, from the conflicts, and from all the willingness to forgive others.
靠着神的恩典，我们最后一天要跟他一起同享荣耀。
By the grace of God, one day we shall be with him in glory.
罪的存在都已经不在了。
The presence of God will no longer be something that.
罪的惩罚早就已经被代替了。
The punishment of God has been taken care of long time ago.
罪的影响已经在我们顺服神的过程当中被克服了。
The influence of God in the process of our obedience to Him has been taken care of.
我们期待那一天的到来。
We look forward to the coming of that day.
但那天来到之前，我们要省察自己是不是行在神的道当中。
Before the day comes, we need to examine ourselves: do we walk in the light of God?
连我们那些中国的古人都知道要常常省察自己。
Even the sages in ancient China also tell us that we need to examine ourselves.
他说一天都要三次的省察。
And Confucius told us that we need to examine ourselves three times a day.
省察我跟朋友交往的时候是不是很守信用。
To see whether we are faithful in our dealings with our friends.
省察我受人之托的时候是不是忠心要办那件事情。
Or whether when we are given something to do, or do we do our task faithfully.
审查我教导别人的时候，我是否自己身体力行？
Do we actually do what we teach?
连这些没有太多神恩典的人都知道要审查自己，更何况我们这些蒙恩的人要更勤奋地审查我们自己。
Those who have not been given the grace of God still know to examine themselves. How about us who have been given the grace of God?
当我们不省察，当我们麻木的时候，我们真的要好好的思考，我们从前那个所谓的得救的信心是不是真的？
If we do not examine ourselves, if we are numb, and not sensitive to God, we need to examine whether really we have been truly saved.
求主来帮助我们省察每一天的生活。
May God help us so that we can examine our lives each and every day.
求主继续坚固我们的信心，让我们深切的知道罪的惩罚已经被代替。罪的势力已经在我们的顺服当中，每一天我们来成长，来克服。
God help us so that we can understand that the punishment of God has been removed, and the influence and the authority of sin has also been taken away.
也求神给我们恩典，给我们力量，每一天来省察自己。
May God give us grace, give us strength, so that we can examine ourselves each and every day.
我们在这样的基础之下，我们有非常充足的理由盼望那一天的到来。神把一切的罪恶都拿走，撒旦被彻底的击败，我们再也不会受罪的困扰。
And then we can look forward to the day and that the presence of God will be totally removed, Satan will be totally defeated, and there shall be no more presence of sin.
谢谢神，使我们回转，使我们得救， 就真正的得救就是在称圣称义成圣和荣耀当中得救。
We give thanks to God that He gave us the true salvation, which is justification, sanctification, and glorification.
让我们来为神给我们的回转、给我们的救恩来感谢他。
Let us give thanks to God for our redemption, our salvation, and our repentance.